we're not in a great position, to be honest. We bowled them out for 307, which I think gave them a lead of about 50. And we're 184 for 9 in the second innings, so we're only about 130 some odd on. So unless the last wicket pair put on a few, we're not going to set them a great target, I don't think. Pollock was going really well, actually, creaming it everywhere. I think he was about 60 odd. I can't remember his exact score. And I never like to blame umpires, but one of the most ridiculous stumping decisions where people were shouting at the umpire from the boundary about it. It gave him out stumped, and somehow that was a turning point of our innings. We seemed to fold up after that. There's a lot of wickets fell very, very quickly, and it was only David Exel who got about 25-30 that got us up to where we are now. So, yeah, it was a big turning point, that, and we haven't really recovered from it. So I think the last wicket needs to strangle as many as they can, and we're going to have to bowl mighty well on what is still a decent wicket to get anywhere near bowling them out for less than, well, let's say 150. That'll be a tall order. We lost a wicket early on. Liam Gwynn was out early, but Matt Pardo and Pollock batted really well. And I thought we were going to go in for another decent score, but after Pollock's decision, it all went wrong for us, really. It was a disappointing day, so don't get away from it, but you know, tomorrow's another day, as they say. See what happens. I don't think we can count on the elements to save us unless it turns out to be totally different to the forecast.